property chutz v'tum of its owner. On Shabbos v'shteitzach, he's not allowed to carry anything. Even techat chum, you're not allowed to carry. And if you have an erev, if you have an erev around the whole area, then it's not chutz l'tum. The tum only begins, if you have an erev, it's considered like one big rishus hayachid. That's what an erev is all about. And a rishus hayachid can be miles and miles and miles. If you have, let's say, a rishus hayachid 10 miles by 10 miles, so the tum doesn't begin until after you get outside of the rishus hayachid. The whole erev is kedal ramzdanim. So we're talking over here that there is no erev, and on Yom Tov you're allowed to carry things that you need, but you're not permitted to carry it chutz l'tum of its owner. There was a machlokes we learned on Lamed Ches on the base. The Gemara quoted from Erevin. There is a Tana, Rabbi Yechon Menuri, who's of the opinion that was 6-7 lines from the bottom of Lamed Ches on the base. Rabbi Yechon Menuri is of the opinion that Chepse Hefker Akoinim Shvise, that if there's a property that doesn't belong to anybody, it's Hefker. That also is kind of shvisa where it is, and it has alpai mama around its vicinity, and you're not permitted to take it chutz l'tchum shalom on Yom Tov. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Chamanui. We paskin it's only a prohibition of tchumin if it belongs to somebody that has the same tchum as the owner.
That's if it fell down only a fruit, let's say it falls down from a tree.
Okay.
But then it would be useful to pick it up anywhere else, muktzah, no?
No, let's say it fell down on air.
Even if it fell down air, it's also kind of displaced.
Yeah. Well, let's say there's a well and it's full of water. Okay. So according to Rabbi Chaim Nuri, the water is kind of shvisa where it is. On a highway, let's say, no one is allowed to take it chutz l'tchum of the well. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin that it depends who the person who picks it up. Whoever picks it up acquires it and it takes on his tchum. So let's say he lives a half a mile to the east, a half a mile to the west of this well. And he has a tum, whatever. So once he's kind of this, in the middle of Yom Tov, the beginning of Yom Tov, it didn't have any owner. So it wasn't kind of shvisa at all. In the middle of Yom Tov, somebody acquires ownership of the water, so it takes on his tum. So that's the theme of this Mishnah.
But you never answered how he's kind of starts Yom Tov.
What do you mean, how is he kind of?
I mean, you can make it.
So the original prohibition of Mecha Chamemka is Gzeira Medirabana Shema Yichtov. So the original Gzeira goes when you're paying money for it, when you're buying something. What if you're Zeicha Medahevka? So that's a Machlokes and Rishonim. Is it forbidden to be Zeicha Medahevka now? So how can it be over here? It talks about being Zeicha Medahevka. So in the stomach, if you need water, Zeicha Medahevka means, let's say, there are diamonds in the middle of the street. And there's an Erev, let's say on Shabbos, an Erev, on Yom Tov, you don't need an Erev, and he sees all the diamonds that are worth millions of dollars, and he wants to pick up all the diamonds in order to become a millionaire. So that's a machlekes in the Rishonim, whether to be mafkir or to be zechem and a hefkir, is that also prohibition of mekach hamemkar not? So even if you hold that it's also, but if a person needs water to drink, he wants to feed the behemoth, so that he's allowed to pick up the water. Mele, once he picks it up, so mele is kind of. Unless he has kavanah beferish not to be kainah, but he's not mechuyev to have kavanah not to be kainah. So that's what it's talking about over here. There's a bor that's full of water of hefker. So whoever picks up the water and he needs water to drink, he wants to feed the behem also a drink of water. So that's permissible. So the Mishnah has Mishnah Lamites Amid Aleph, on second Mishnah. Lamites Amid Aleph gives three different dinim. Is it a private well? Is it the well is owned by the municipality? Or is the well, or was this the well that was dug by the Ole Bogo? So the Mishnah starts off the first din. Barshal Yochid, if it's a privately owned well, is Kiragli HaYochid. It has the Tchum Shab, has the Tchum Yontif of the private owner. What if it's Shalanshe Osa Ho'ir? What if the well belongs to the municipality? And the city, every city has a special din. The whole city. Even if the city doesn't have an Erev, if you have an area that has an Erev and it's 10 miles by 10 miles, a square area, so the whole area that has the Erev is considered one big Rishus HaYochid, you don't begin to count it from Shabbos till Alpai Mamas outside of the Rishus HaYochid. Here we're talking the city doesn't have an Erev. And nonetheless, if it's the city is laid out Alpi Din, according to the rules and regulations of a city, so then the whole city is considered Kedal Ramaz Domi, and the Tchum Shabbos only begins outside of the city. Even if it has goyim, it doesn't make a difference. Goyim, even if it... Yeah, a city has a din that the whole city is Kedal Ramaz. The only thing that has to be constructed in accordance with the rules and regulations of a city. So that's the shayla. Vos heist the city. Some you have a couple of people living together, that's not called the city. So the question is, vos heist a city? So there's a mishnah in Erevin, and there's a mishnah in Erechin. In Erevin and in Erechin, there's the same mishnah that says that in order to be considered a city, both with respect to dinim deraisa and with respect to dinim derabanan, you have to have shnei chatzeris, and each chatzer has to have a minimum of shnei batim. A bayis is where a private person, a private family lives. A home, it has walls around it. And then you have a chatzer, is an area that has a mechitza around it, it's a rishus hayochid. A chatzer has two batim in it. So you have to have a minimum of two chatzeris, each of which have to have a minimum of two batim in them. And these two chatzeris have to be close to each other, either contiguous touching, or within some reasonable distance. Let's say you have one chatzer in New York, one chatzer in Los Angeles, so you declare all of America, the whole United States of America, is considered one bidia. That's ridiculous. 5,000 miles a gap in between. So Tosfos says there must be some shear. So what's the shear? Touching. Lo mistabeh that it has to touch. So Tosfos says they're guessing, they think the shear is 71 amas. Shivim amas v'shirayim. Between 70 and 71 amas. The Gemara in Erevin learns that from a pasuk, that the Chatzah HaMishkan was 100 by 50. So the Gemara, the Pasuk says something about Chamishim v'Chamishim. It means that the Chatzah HaMishkan was 100 Amos long and 50 Amos wide. So the front, the first half of the Chatzah HaMishkan was empty, there was nothing there. And the Mishkan was in the second half of the Mishkan. So the Pasuk says it was Chamishim v'Chamishim, the front was 50 by 50. And the back half was 50 by 50 also, and that's where the Mishkan was placed. Centered in the, not centered, starting from the beginning of the second half, it was in the middle of the second half. So that's the simple pshat in the pasuk. So the Gemara has a drasha of the Torah Shebal Peh, questionable how they got it from the pasuk. The pasuk is referring to another thing. You should take the Chatzah Mishkan, which is 100 by 50, and make it into a square. It's a rectangle. Take 100 by 50. So how much is that? How many square amas is that?
500
square amas. So if you make a, if you take the square root of 5,000 square. So if you make that rectangular area into a square, so what will that be? So the Gemara says that'll be approximately 71 by 71. Shivim amas v'shirayim. And the mashmos of the pasuk is that that's what it means. Chamishim chamishim means you take 100 by 50, make it into a square. With respect to what? With respect to what should you make it into a square? So the Gemara has a drasha. Oh, it goes on tchumen. It goes on determining how close the batim have to be in a city, how close do the houses have to be in the city, how close do the chatzeres have to be. If you have a wall around, let's say if you have a wall around the chatzer, so the two houses can be a thousand amas apart from each other. If you have a wall around it, so then it's tar from yachad. In fact, then it's one big rishus hayochid. So you have the two chatzeres, each one has a wall around it, and you have two batim. There's no maximum distance that the two batim can be from each other. They can be a thousand amas away from each other. Mm-hmm. If they're both within the same rishus hayochid, so then it's tar from yachad. But how you mitzarf yachad the two chatzeres, if they're touching each other, is nicha. Or if you have a wall around the whole city, everything inside is mitzvah, they can be miles apart. A wall around, there's a mechitza, but if there's no wall around, and they're not contiguous, how far away can they be? So Tesh says it must be also shivim amas v'shirayim. And that's the whole definition of a city. Those are the ganze maisa. You have two chatzeres, and each chatzer has a minimum of two. That's a minimum, but is that enough for a minimum? So there is a Gemara we learned Sanhedrin. The Gemara in the first Perek in Sanhedrin talks about Irani Dachas. But Tchumen purposes, we paskin la locha, the Ramah paskin, the whole din of Tchum Shabbos only with the Rabbanim. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that Tchum Shabbos that you're not permitted to go alpay mama is 1 mil. You're not allowed to go alpay mama is a din deraisa. The Gemara says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. The Chacham don't agree, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva that the Tchumen alpay mama is only the Rabbanim. Is there any Tchum that's deraisa? So that the Bavli never says anything. We spoke to Yerushalmi at the end of the first parak in Erevin, says maybe it's a shaila, maybe tchumin yud beis mil alpay mam is 1 mil, so that's machleis of Akiva and the Rabbanim. We pass on that, that's only tchumin the Rabbanim. But maybe yud beis mil, where do you get a shear yud beis mil? That's how that was the length of the machni yisrael in the midbar. The Gemara says they measured it from this city to that city was yud beis mil. So maybe walking yud beis mil chutz l'tchum, maybe that's their isis. So the Rambam and the Rif quote that Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says it's a suffix. Maybe no. The Rambam counted as one of the Taryag mitzvahs that you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos and you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum. There's one din you're not allowed to do malacha, another din you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. Yontav is only the Rabbanon he holds. Tchumen on Yontav, Tchumen on Yom Kippur, he holds is also only the Rabbanon. Only Tchumen on Shabbos is the Raisa for Yud Beis Mil and it's Nishkin Sofik. Shami made a Sofik and the Rambam made it into a Varai. So the Mechaber quotes that Rambam and Rif, that the Mechaber always goes, but the Rambam and the Rif, that the Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. And the Rambam passes that all of the whole principle of Tchumen is Legamri Mid Rabbanon, the whole thing is Mid Rabbanon. Everything is Asmachta. So when you're talking about what constitutes a city, Al Pidin, that the city can be as big as you want, the whole city can Alaram is dumb, and then you start measuring Apamam outside of the city. The whole topic is only the Rabbanon. So where do you have a din deraisa? We're saying that the 70 Amas, Shivim Amas v'Shiraim, is a drasha from a pasuk. How close the bottom have to be, how close the chatzeres have to be. If the whole issue of Tchumen is only the Rabbanon, then you can walk from California to New York on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. The whole thing is only the Rabbanon. So where do you have the relevance of a din deraisa when you get to determining what constitutes a city? So the answer is no. There's a din of Yoni Dachas. Yoni Dachas of the majority of the people in the city and Eretz Yisrael worship Avodah Zarah. So how do you determine, well, all of Eretz Yisrael is one big city? No, you have to figure out what are the city limits. So how many batim do you have to have? If everybody lives in a private home and the Nochatzeres is not called a city, it's not called dinner, you have to have a minimum shtei chatzeres. And each chatzah has to have a minimum of two batim. So in Erevin, the Mishnah says about the shtei chatzeres, each one having shtei batim, that's in the context of tchumen. That's a din de rabbanon. In Erechin, the Mishnah is talking about batei ori choyma. Ayoros hamakof is choyma is yishub benun. That's a din de raisa. If you have a, you have to have a city, that's a mukol choyma is yishub benun. A guy lives all by himself in the mountains, he puts a wall around, has a din of ayoros hamakof is choyma is yishub benun. No, it's not an ear. It's a mokam hamukof choyma. Sota hamukof is choyma. Doesn't have the din, it has to be an ear. Ayoros hamakof is choyma is yishub benun. Or there's a din, let's say, you're not allowed to. Ayoros hamkav is chamos yishub benun has another din. Not only in the Mishnah in Erechin is talking about gulas batin, that you only have a right to buy back the house if you sold the house in ayoros hamkav is chamos yishub benun. You only have a right to buy the house back within the first year, and after the year is up, then the buys is nechlat like to the one who bought it, and you can't force him to sell it back to you. If he'll agree to sell it back, he's gevaldik. But if he doesn't agree to sell it back, he can't force him to sell it back. But there's another din. Ayaras hamakav chamim amos yishub benun have a din like Yerushalayim that a metzora is not permitted to enter into ayaras hamakav chamim. Or there's a Rash, Amishnayis Negoim quotes at Tosefta that not only ayaras hamakav chamim yishub benun, there's a din any ear Sheberetz Yisrael you're not allowed to bring in an Eben Hamanuga. That's a din deraisa. It says when you have a bayis hamenuga, the Gemara says one time it says bayis hamenuga lohay v'lerasid niyos. It never was such a thing, and never will be, so far fetched. And why is it written drosh v'kabel schak? All right. So whatever whether it was or wasn't, the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. Was there ever such a thing a bayis hamenuga? Is it just theoretical and never was, never will be? But whatever it is, what are the theoretical dina? So sometimes you have to sometimes you knock down the whole house, and sometimes you only remove that stone that has tzaras. When you have that stone that has tara, so the din is that you have to remove that stone mechutz lo ear, mechutz lo which ear. So the Rash quotes a Tosefta in the Goyim, the Rash and the Goyim quotes a Tosefta in the Goyim that's not only restricted to Ayoros Hamakav Chamos Yishub Benun. All cities in Eretz Yisrael have more kedusha than the farms. I would have said fakert. I would have said the cities are the source of all the trouble. But that's the halacha, that the cities have more kedusha than the farmlands. And any city in Eretz Yisrael, you have to, all cities, even not Mukav Chamos Yishub Benun, you have to remove the Abon HaHamen HaGoyim, you're not allowed to leave them in the city. So how do you define what's Haista city? So you have to know. So there has to be minimum of two Chatzeres, that each one has to have two Batim with people living in it, and they have to be close enough to each other. And then the Gemara says in the first Perek in Sanhedrin that there's a minimum population that you have to have in the city. So the Gemara says one time it says the minimum population is 100 people. The other time it says the minimum population is 1,000 people, I think. Machlekes Hatanoim. So the Ravid writes in Hilchas Megillah, the Ravid in Hilchas Megillah quotes that Gemara in the first Perek in Megillah, that's a Chaptan Afkemina, what's the minimum population in the city? He says, Chaptan Afkemina b'negeh to Mikra Megillah. When do you lay in the Megillah? On Purim. When is Purim? Mm-hmm. So for Yorois, for plain cities, you lay on the 14th. Of Ador. If you bnei hakfarim, if you don't live in the city, you live on the outskirts of the city, so then you lay in the Megillah Magdim, you mark them to learn the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday before Purim. Unless Purim falls out on a Monday or Thursday. But if it falls out any other day of the week, then you have a right to be Magdim. The Gemara says after the Churban Bayis Sheni, the din doesn't apply anymore, and everybody has to read the Megillah on Yud Dalet. But Bizman Abayis, Bizman Bayis Sheni, there was such an institution that the Bnei HaKfarim have a right to be Magdimim Liyam Maknisa. What's Tais Bnei HaKfarim? What does it mean Bnei HaKfarim? So they live in another city, so that's a different city. This is one city, that's another city. So the answer is no. They live in an area which does not constitute a city. So you have to figure out what's the minimum you have to have a minimum population. Let's say they're having in the mountains, they have in the summertime they're having, what do you call it?
A festival.
And 20,000 people come. So that is a city, because 20,000 people are there for half a week. No, it have to be permanent residents. A bus says permanent residents. They plan to live there for a minimum of a year, or plan to live there for a minimum of 30 days. The Gemara talks about this in the end of Sanhedrin. That the Irani Dachas, how do you determine whether the people are permanent citizens, permanent residents in the city? How long do they have to live? You have to figure out all the rules and regulations. It's a question, as Manazet, whether the cities that we have, let's say New York City is a big city, gigantic city, maybe it doesn't conform to the rules and regulations of a city. Maybe it's considered like a kfar.
Wow.
Do we have such a thing as chatzeres? That's a shot. Do we have a chatzer? There's a Ramah, quotes the Chumash Hadeshin, that ain't long a din chatzer b'manazah. Because chatzeres, they used to use the chatzer to have picnics there. They used to use it a little bit. So by us, what do we have a chatzer? We have an apartment building with a wall around it. How do we use the hallways in the apartment building? You just carry your packages, you carry your valises, you carry your pekalach, and you stop till you open the door, then you go in. You never have any picnics in the hallway.
Private houses, they have a chutz in the front, you have picnics.
Yeah, but that's not a chutz. Chutz means you have two batim surrounded with a chutz. Two different batim surrounded with a chutz. Not if you have a private person, one family, and they have a chutz, that's not called a chutz.
There are batim which can go out to many to a chutz. I have a house,
okay.
My neighbor has a house, I have one chotzer.
Okay, so you have to have two of those in the city. You have to have two of those in the city. Now you have to have a minimum permanent population of a minimum of 100 people.
Yeah.
And all these 100 people have to live in homes that are within each other, within 70 amos to each other. This home has to be within 70 amos to that home, within 70 amos to that home. Okay, so it's possible.
Yeah.
You have to figure out how... Okay.
Also, 7 Shabbos by Bugin, you know, half outside of the city.
The Tchum Shabbos,
yeah.
So every time you have another house that people live in, if it's within 70 Amos to a previous house, to this core of the city, so that's called Iburishalir. Like a woman is pregnant, it's Muberes, so the city is pregnant. So it keeps on sticking out further, because they keep on making another house and another house and another house and another house. Here, let's say the whole city is rectangular shape or circular shape, whatever. And then it's sticking out all the year because they keep on making houses and houses. That's called the Ketzer Ma'abra Mesu'ir. You extend the city limit. So there is a concept al-pidin of a city, and you have to figure out, based on all the different gemaras, how do you determine where the city limits are. So the people who live in the city are considered shutfim, and all of the property of the city is considered as if it's owned b'shutfus by all the people in the city. And for purposes of Tchum Shabbos, we say the whole city, which does not have walls, does not necessarily have to have walls around it. If it has walls around it, the whole Rishus HaYochid is Kedal Ramaz Domi, even if it doesn't have the dimensions of the city. Even if it's one person living there, one family living in a gigantic mansion, so the whole mansion is Kedal Ramaz, then you measure Alpayim Amah outside of the Dal Ramaz, outside of the mansion. But we're talking, if it has the dimensions of the city, it doesn't need to have Mechitzas around it. The whole city is considered Kedal Ramaz Domi, and then you measure the Alpayim Amah outside. Rashi Grada writes on the Mishnah, Rashi writes, you measure Alpayim Amah Chutz Liibura. Let's say if you measure the city limits, another house, another house, another house, right? So you draw the last house. The din is that if the city is approximately in the shape of a rectangle, so then you just fill in the rectangle. Let's say it's sloppy, but this, let's say Manhattan is approximately a rectangle. But it's not perfect rectangle, so you visualize as if Manhattan were a perfect rectangle, you add on a little bit, and that's considered the city limits. So part of the water in the river is also part of the city, and then you measure Alpayim Amah outside of that rectangle that you just made. If the city doesn't look at all like a rectangular shape, It's not even approximately a rectangle, just like an amoeba, sloppy, or a round circular shape. Oval shape or some oval shape is sometimes is approximately a rectangle. So you draw the city limits like that. But let's say just amoeba shape or circular shapes. And then you draw northeast, southwest according to a map. You draw the northernmost line according to a map, northeast, southwest, you make the rectangle like that. So if they make your rectangle, that's called the city limits. And then instead of measuring Alpai Mamo, Rashi writes over here, that's how the Ramot Paskins, Machlekes HaTanaim and Ashar and Shulchan Aruch had a Paskin. So the Ramot Paskins like that. You measure Alpai Mamo Chutz Libur Shalir. Then you add on another 70 Amos. First, you draw the city limits right, based on the northernmost house, the easternmost house, the southernmost house, and the westernmost house, and you make a rectangle out of it. Then you measure 70 yamas just into empty space, and that's Ibur HaShalir, and then you measure Alpai Mama outside of that, past that. That's called the Tchum Shamas. That's called the Tchum Yam. Mm-hmm. So it says if the Bor Shal Yochid, the water, the well that's full of water, is privately owned, so it has the water that anybody will draw from the well. Let's say I put up a sign, whoever wants can take water. Whoever wants can take water, but it has my tchum, it doesn't have their tchum. It has the tchum of the owner of the water. What if the well belongs to the municipality? So the city has a tchum Shabbos. There may be some people in the city who make their own tchum, because they want to go here a chazan, they want to go here a shir in a different village. So maybe somebody left a box of matzahs outside of the city limits in order to be able to go further. But we're not talking about what may possibly be. Many people may have their own tchum Shabbos to one direction or the other. But the city itself has its own tchum Shabbos. So the water that belongs to the municipality is considered water shal shutfi, and it has the tchum Shabbos of the city. Kiragle anshe oisahir. The Shalom Le'Bavel, the early Bavel, when they came back and they built the second Beis HaMikdash, in order to make it easier for the people to travel on the highways, so they dug virus along the way. So the water that anyone will draw from those virus, the Shalom Le'Bavel, is Kirag Le'Hamamali. Whoever draws the water has his Tchum Shabbos, has his Tchum Yantar. We're talking about Yantar. Has his Tchum Yantar. Beg B'Marakash, the word Bor in Biblical Hebrew sometimes means a well, that it rains in the well and it collects water, and sometimes it means be'er. Sometimes in Tanakh you have two different words, bor and be'er. A be'er means it's from underground sources, the water is moving the whole time, bubbling, spring, jumping all over the place. It says in the Mishnah that there's such a thing as a Tchum Shabbos, a Tchum Yantav Bor Shel Yochid Kiragli HaYochid, has a Tchum of the owner, Freg Digmar, but we have a Tosefta in Perek Dalet and Beitza that says the Ferish, Nahoris Hamoshkam, Ayonas Hanovim, Harem Karagli Kolodom. It's not kind of Shvisa at all because it's moving. The only time something is kind of Shvisa is if it's sitting in one place. Ayon Svarim. So the Svarim are sitting in the bookcase. Ayon furniture, Ayon clothing, Ayon whatever. So everything is sitting in a place. But if Ayon water, and the water is jumping all over the place, the water is flowing. Let's say there's a river that goes through my backyard. Mm-hmm. So the water that comes in, I'm kind of with the Kinya Chotze. I'm kind of the water. Yeah, but it keeps on flowing. Or I have an underground well where the source of the water is from under the ground. So the Gemara says there's a Tesefta that says, Haren Karag Likolodim. It's not kind of Shvisa at all. And for the Gemara, Hachmas Kinya B'mechunosim. No, the Mishnah is not talking about a Be'er. The Mishnah is talking about a Bor. A Bor means that it's sitting still. It's not jumping rainwater that collects itself. There's a pasuk in Mishle, the pasuk in Mishle that says, "Say my mi berecha v'noizli mitoch be'erecha." You should drink water from your well. Say my mi berecha v'noizli and drink the flowing water mitoch be'erecha from your be'er. So I think the Vilna Gaon says that what it means is he interprets the whole Mishle goes on learning Torah. A lot of the Mefarshim say most of Mishle goes on learning Torah. So first, a person should first have bikiyah. Say my mi berecha. You should just know about his state, and then he'll become like a Mayan Hamizgaber, and then he'll become a Noizlim Mitoch Be'erecha. Then he'll become like a bear. But first, you have to be a bor. First, he's going to be a bor chaser, an empty bor. And then, when he learns, he's going to become a bor mole, and then he'll become a be'er. That's a further madrig. So that's what the Gemara says. Hanishkin Kash. So that's the first madrig is a bor that's empty, and then it becomes a bor mole full of water, a Mayan Malatera. And then when he learns a lot, then it becomes an original thinker. Then it becomes a Be'er. Then it becomes like a mayan hamizgara. So the Gemara says the Mishnah that says that there's such a thing as water that's kind of shvisa, water in a bor, it means literally a bor. It doesn't mean a be'er. It's not flowing water, it's sitting still. Right? Okay. That's not a problem. The problem is the third line in the Mishnah. The third line says, v'shalole bovel ke ragle hamemale. Good enough. So the Gemara has a machlekes. What's the din in the following case? Itma, three lines from the bottom. Mile, I filled a bucket full of water, but I'm not interested in myself. Inosan lachaveiro, I filled a bucket of water. Someone else finds it too difficult to climb that. He asked me to go draw the water for him. So draw the water, I give it to the other guy on Yontif. So whose tchum does it have? Mile, inosan lachaveiro, I draw the water and I give it to someone else. Or Nachman amikiragle mishin ismalu lo. Rav Nachman says it has the tchum yantif of the one on whose behalf I drew the water. He's koined. In other words, the one who draws the water is not koined. So it's still nichse hefka. Nichse hefka, not koined shvisa. It remains hefka. Doesn't make a difference. In Ishken Balabos to make me a shliach. I can make your shliach to be mekadosh and isha because I'm a bailim, but I'm not a bailim on a dovah shel hefka. If the water is hefka, I'm not a balabos to make your shliach. Can't make a shliach, right? No such thing as a shliach. No. No, that's a machlekes. What if someone's walking in the street? And he sees a mitzvah and he picks it up and he says, I have a mind for Pliny, for Reuven. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara of Mitzvah. Hamadbiya mitzvah lachaveir, whether kana chaveiro, Allah kana chaveiro. Normally we have a rule, zachin liyadim shaloi b'fon. If I want to give a matonet to someone who's not here, and I give the matonet to someone who is here, and I say, you pick it up, make it, can you not go on behalf of the one who's not here? So that's a Mishnah, in Erevin. The original Mishnah appears in Erevin. It says when you want to make an Erev, so you make an Erev with strings and poles, the Tzuras HaPesach around the city, but then you have to own a box of matzahs together, b'shutzah, sachala, whatever. So I go to the store, buy a box of matzahs, and I give it to you, and I say, you pick it up in Mikoyne Shutfis, in the matzah on behalf of yourself, and on behalf of all of the Jews who live in this community now, and on behalf of all that's going to move until Pesach. So how does that work, that you pick it up on behalf of the others? So that the Mishnah says that's based on Zachon Yadav Shleifanim. So there's a machlekes in Bav Metzia. The problem is that the same name is going to appear there in Bav Metzia. Rav Nachman is going to say the opposite from what he says here. So that's Rashi's problem, and Rashi gives a solution. Tais is not happy with Rashi's solution. That's coming attraction. That's on Oman Beis. So there's a famous machlekes in the first parak in Bav Metzia. What's the din of Hamegbiya Metzia Lachaver? I pick up a Metzia. I have a house full of diamonds. How many diamonds do you need? I have 1,000,000 diamonds. I don't need any more. So I pick up some more diamonds and I say, I have a mind to be kind of a Pliny. So is that good? Do you say, so if I pick it up and I give it to Pliny and he has it in his pocket, so he just made the Kenyan now. So he has it in his pocket, he has it in his hand, so he made a Kenyan. Chotzer, if it's in his pocket, that's a Kenyan. Chotzer doesn't have to be. His hand is a Kenyan Yad. Kenyan Yad is the same as Kenyan Chotzer, so he's kind of. But if I didn't give it to him yet, I picked it up and I said, I'm being kind on behalf of Reuven. Then I changed my mind. I decide I can use a couple of more diamonds. I can use some more money. So can I change my mind? Or do you say, no, I was already kind for the other fellow, so how can I gump it now? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. What's the din? Hamagbiya mitzila chaveira. So mizok, do you say kana chaveira? The other one is kind, or do you say loy kana chaveira? Why should you say loy kana chaveira? Manishtana. What's the difference if I give you a matana and I say be kind of the matana for Pliny? There you do say zach on the other side of the funnel, and over here you don't.
Can you go down?
There was no makna. There was no makna. There was no makna. So therefore, what?
Call it Pliny. No, he was there for you. Get my for the other person.
There's no makna, but if I pick it up for myself,
I'm koine.
I am koine. So if I pick it up for someone else, why don't you say Zachon Le'Avos Shleifana? Why does it make a difference whether it's a makna or not a makna? The Nesiva says like that. He says the problem is because there's no makna. Vasa Dasa. The Nesiva says the following. He develops a whole idea. He says in order to appoint a shliach, you have to be the bailim. Let's say of the chayfetz. Yeah. Let's say I'm considering giving a matana to someone who's not here. I call him up on the phone and say, I'm interested in giving you a matana. I have a sefer, I'm going to give you a matana. So the guy says, oh, I won't be able to show up tonight. I'm going to make a shliach to be kind of the matana for me. So the Yerushalmi seems to say, the Ran quotes this Yerushalmi Bob Metzir, and the Nesivis makes a big fuss about this. There's no such thing as the potential Mekabah Matana Machta Shliach.
Right.
He's not a balabas. If you want to buy real estate, I'm selling and you're buying. So you can make a shliach, I can make a shliach. I'm a balamom and I own the karka, and you're the balamom and you have the money. I'm taking $150,000 for this house that I'm selling. So you're the balamom and on the money, and I'm the balamom and on the karka. So each one of us, either of us, can make a shliach. But if I'm interested in giving you a matana, I'm the balamom and on the matana. What are you the balamom and on? You're nothing. You're not the balamom on anything. So how can you make a shliach? You cannot. That's the Rishonim's decide. Only the balamom can make a shliach. Shluch shalom kamosa only applies if you're a bailim. Then you have a bailis to make a shliach. You're not a bailim, you cannot make a shliach. Then you shall mifrek takasha. How can you say that? Well, we know the din is a woman can appoint a shliach to be mekabel a get from her husband. She's not a balabos at all. The husband can give her a get bal korcha. It's an aveira, it's not the acher, it's not nice. Cheder under Rabbeinu Gershom to give the get bal korcha, but still, leaving out the aveira aspect. The halacha says you don't need das or isha. But the Kabbalah's a get. So how is it possible for the woman to appoint the shliach? The Kabbalah's a get, she's not the balamaman of anything. Yishalmi answers, that's right, that's an exception to the rule. That's a separate gzeres hakasov. It doesn't make sense based on the rules and regulations of Kol HaTorah Kulo. It doesn't really make sense that the woman should have the ability to appoint a shliach.
Because he gives it to her. He's makna
it to her.
The Baal is makna her the get.
He gives her the get, yeah. But Bal Korcha, the get is even good Bal Korcha. The halacha says she's kind of the get Bal Korcha. Yeah. Usually we assume it's not as good. Usually assume a woman does not want to get divorced. There are rare cases, but it is a schus. The woman's chalashing to get a get already 20 years. So then obviously it is a schus, yeah. But that's in rare cases. Under normal circumstances, the Mishnah says that it's usually a chayv. So Yishalmi has such a cloud that the only one who can appoint the shliach is the balamomen. If you're not the balamomen, you are the potential mekabel matana. I expressed an interest in giving you a matana. You can't show up. You'll appoint the shliach. So how can you appoint the shliach? You're not the balamomen. If you're interested in purchasing something, purchasing an automobile or purchasing real estate, then you're going to have to pay. So you're the balamomen on the money, and I'm the balamomen on the commodity, on the chayfas that I'm selling. So either of us can appoint the shliach. But kiddushin either can appoint the shliach because each one is the balam. He has to agree to marry her, and she has to agree to marry him. So each one is the balam.
So when I'm receiving the gift myself without the shliach, I'm not a balamom either. If I am the person receiving the gift, I'm not balamom.
You're not the recipient is not the balamom, right?
Right.
So the shaila is,
I can make a kinyan.
So if you're here in person, so you make the kinyan on the matana.
Yes, I'm making a shliach.
No, but you're not a balam. No. So since you're not a balam,
and if I'm not a balam, then why can I accept it? I'm also the Bailam.
You make the kinyan. No, Bailam is a special thing. To appoint a shliach, you have to be considered already a Bailam. You have to be considered a Bailam at the time you've amounted the shliach. He's not yet a svara. Yishalmi holds a svara like that. And get is a pasuk that the wife can appoint the shliach. So Yishalmi says that's an exception to the rule. That's the Yishalmi. So the Nesivis develops this idea along the lines that you said. He says, if you're not here, I want to give you a matana, you're not here. So I give the matana to somebody who is here, and I say, you pick up the box of matzahs, you be kind of the shutfus in the area for all of the Shomer Shabbos. We'll leave here, going to move in until next paper. Right. So, how does Zochen Liyodim Shalai B'Fanav work? Zochen Liyodim Shalai B'Fanav, many Rishonim say, Rashi and Tosafot, that Tzchiv Mitam Shlichus. Even though the Jews who live in the neighborhood never appointed you as the shliach to be kind of the box of matzahs, but it's letayvasam. Yeah. They stand to gain everything and to lose nothing. They'll have an Erev, so there'll be a lot of care. If they don't have an Erev, they don't gain anything by not having an Erev. Just makes life a little more difficult. It's easy if you do have an Erev. So since the issue of making the Erev is that you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, it's certainly the Tevosim of all of the people involved. So he says, Zachni Adesh Levifanim. It's considered as if they had appointed you as a Shliach to pick up the box of matzahs for them. So Yerushalmi, yes. So according to the Yerushalmi, but even if they would appoint you explicitly as a Shliach to pick up the box of matzahs, but they're not paying anything for the matzahs, they're Mekabli Matana. So how can you have, it's not Shlucha Shal Bala moment. How does any Zachni Adesh Levifanim work? So the answer is given by a Taisus and Ezel Neshech. Taisus answers in Ezel Neshech, when I bought the box of matzahs in the store, and I'm the Bala Momin, I give it to you to be kind of shutfus on behalf of the other ones. I'm the Bala Momin, and I appoint you the Shliach. Not that it's considered as if they had appointed you a Shliach. Even if they would appoint you explicitly a Shliach, it's not going to help. Even if they appoint you a Shliach explicitly, it's not going to help. They're not the Bala Momin on the box of matzahs. They're getting it for nothing as a gift. They're not balabatim to appoint the shliach. I'm the balamom and I'm the noisin hamatana. So I have the right to appoint you as a shliach. That's what Taisus writes in Ezel Neshech. Taisus has a cryptic statement, and the Ran explains that that's what Taisus says, and the Nesivus picks it up. Taisus says like this: there's no dinam zach on the yon of shliach. The Gemara says on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, a famous line of the Gemara, famous because Taisus quotes it in the five different mesichtes. So there's one line in Ezel Neshech. Holy Ezel Neshech is very hard, complicated. But this line is an easy line. The ribbis parts of the parak are very hard, but this is an easy line. So the Gemara says that the din of shluchos shlodim kemoisa doesn't apply to a nochri; only applies to yidi. Atem gam atem ma'atem b'nei bris av shluchachem b'nei bris. A yid cannot appoint a nochri as a shliach, and a nochri cannot appoint a yid as a shliach. Shain. So the Gemara says, therefore, since there's no shlichus la'akum, a nochri cannot have a yid service his shliach, who adenami, there's no schia for an akum. For some reason or another, let's say I want to give a matana to a nochri, and he's not here, so I give you the matana, I say you should pick it up and be kind of on behalf of Pliny. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. Why? Because since there's no din of shlichus for a nochri, and zochin da'ad shleifanam is also something like shlichus, so we can't have a din of zochin for a nochri either. So Taisus says, therefore, Taisus says, if a Nochri wants to give a matana to a Jew who's not here, and he gives the matana to a Jew who is here to be kind on behalf of the other one, so who's the Zochin over here? A Yid is Zochin on behalf of a Yid. So this is not good. So Taisus says, no Zchiyah La'akum, because there's no Shlichus La'akum. What do you mean, no shlichus lachum, no schi lachum? But it's a yid for a yid.
Yeah. But he can't appoint you.
Oh, so the answer is, the mekabel matana cannot appoint a shliach. So the only one who appoints a shliach is the noisin hamatana. So if the noisin hamatana is a nochri, even though the middleman who is doing the kinyan and the one on whose behalf he's making the kinyan are both yidin, so it's a yid on behalf of a yid, that's considered a yid on behalf of a goy. Because the one who's memanu the shliach is the bal hamamin, and the Bala Momin is a Nochri, so there's no Shlichus la Nochri. So if you say like that Zochin li Adam Shloi Befonov, whenever I want to give a Matona to someone who's not here, and I give it to you, you should pick it up on his behalf, so that's Midin Shlichus. Zechiyah, that's Rashi and Taisus all over in the Gemara. In Ksubis and in Bav Metziah, quite a few Mesichus. Taisus repeats this idea. Quite a few places, that Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus. If you would have been appointed a shliach, we would understand how it works. Even if you were never appointed a shliach, since it's l'teivasa shal ploini, is considered as if the halacha considers it as if you had been appointed as a shliach. So since zechiyah mitam shlichus, so the halacha says that in order to appoint a shliach, you have to be shluchos shal bala momin. The bailam has to appoint the shliach. So who's the bala momin? Not the one, the potential mekabel matana is nishkin balabas. The mekabel, but the potential mekabel matana cannot appoint the shliach. So what dinami by the zochin li adam shleim b'fanav? Where you're not using shlichus, but zechiyah is also a form of shlichus. So who made him into a shliach? The answer is the noisen hamatana makes him into a shliach. But what if there is no noisen hamatana? Adov shel hefker hamagbiyam mitzia lachaveiroi. I'm picking up.
But it's his already once he picks it up.
So let's say I pick it up, I have in mind not to be kainer. I don't want to be kainer.
I don't want to be kind. I just want to. So you're not kind about Korach. So I just have in mind to be kind on behalf of the other person. So that's what the Nesivus interprets. That's the issue in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. That's a machlekes in Bava Metzia. Whether here Rashi quotes Bava Metzia Daf Yud Amud Aleph, whether Hamagbia Metzia Lachavero, and here the Gemara mentions it the last line before the Mishnah. Two lines before the Mishnah. The machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes and Amud Aleph is whether Magbia Metzia Lachavero Kana Chavero or Loi Kana Chavero. Why should you say Loi Kana Chavero? Why should you say Hamagbia Metzia Lachavero Loi Kana Chavero? What is there if in any case of Zachan Adam Shleibefana? So the Nesiva says that's the reason why. Because in a case where I'm giving a matana, there's a chadas makne, and over here by the Dovishal Hefker, there's no das makne. What does it mean? So he says, because Zochin is a branch of the din of Shlichis, and Shlichis, somebody has to appoint to as a Shliach, and by Mekaba Matana, he can't even appoint a Shliach if he tries the Mekaba Matana. So who's appointing a Shliach? The Naisen HaMatana, because he's the Bala Moment. But over here, Dovishal Hefker, so who's going to appoint the Shliach? He's not Shulchan Shal Bala Moment. There is no Bala Mamet. That's how the Nesiva says that's the issue. That's what he interprets in the Gemara. That's a problem. That doesn't really say in the Gemara. The Gemara gives a different explanation. The Gemara says the reason why Hamakbiyam, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Rashi quotes it here, three lines from the bottom. And the Rashi Alam, the Testament Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Rashi quotes the Gemara. What's wrong with Hamakbiyam Metzia Lachavera? Why should you say Loikon Achavera? Why shouldn't it be a regular dinam zachan adam shleiv afana? So the Gemara says because it's similar to typhus lebal chay b'makom shachav lacherim. What does that mean? Typhus lebal chay b'makom shachav lacherim means like this. I have a company and I'm going broke. I didn't manage the business and I'm losing everything. And I owe $100,000 to Reuven and $50,000 to Shimon and $200,000 to Levi. And $500,000 to Yehuda. I owe everybody money. I'm gone broke. So what's the din? Kol ha-koydim zochel. So whoever comes and grabs first. So none of them are here. Nobody, none of the malvin who lent me the money. Are here at the time that I'm going broke. That they should realize that they should be kol ha-koydim zochel. They should grab. So there's a fifth person who's here. But he's a good friend of one of the four people. And he sticks in his 2 cents. He's going to be zochel li-adam shleibifano. I'm echad bo-echad adeyeh. So the little assets that I have, I start gambling away. I start drinking. It's my money. Yeah. It's still my money. So I'm going crazy. So I start drinking and I'm gambling, whatever. So none of the four people are here that they should grab it. They have a right to grab the money because I owe them. He has a right to grab $50,000. He has a right to grab $100,000. Each one has a right to grab to the extent that I owe them. None of them are here. And there's a fifth person here. And he's the clown. He's not a balchai. He doesn't have anything to do. So he sticks in his 2 cents. By his grabbing, on behalf of his favorite, he's going to grab, let's say, on behalf of the guy to whom I owe $50,000. But the other guy's losing more. I owe $500,000 to him. Why does he grab him? Because he's a good friend of Reuven. He likes Reuven. But he's sticking in his 2 cents over here. So the Gemara says, Chav Lacher. So, on behalf of one Balchayd, he's mopsed to the other Balchayd. So Loikana. So the Gemara says just like over there, Loikana.
He won't be here anyway, so he's not coming.
No, the Gemara means that another 5 minutes they'll all be here. That's what it means. Another couple of minutes I'll call them up on the telephone. They'll all find that. They're all gonna find that soon. But I want a chapais and grip. If Ben Kavako he's not going to get, then Taisa says it doesn't make a difference. We'll get to the Taisa on the base. It means if I'm really maps it to the other one. So the Gemara says that's a din. That's not a machlokes. That's a din muskam. That's a Gemara in Ksubis. Let's say that's a Gemara. If I grab, I'm a total stranger. I have no shaykhis with the whole. I didn't lend any money to this malvim, to the loiter. And I grab on behalf of one of the several malvim, so that's teifis l'machad mokim shachad l'chem. Like one of that's the literal case. Yeah.
Otherwise, you would become.
So let's say I only owe money to one person. I don't owe money to other people.
And then I'm ready to go broke, and one of the people around realizes that I'm in the process of going broke, and it's not that he wants to grab it on behalf of one Baal Chayv as opposed to the other Baal Chayv. He sees that I'm drinking away all the, I'm taking all the money, and I'm throwing out dollar bills out the window. I'm just wasting all the money. I'm burning all the money. So then there's a Tshuva Sarif. The Rif is quoted in Shulchan Aruch from a Tshuva. He says, the only time Taifis LeBaal Chayv is no good, it was the Mokim Shechav LaAchrini, he's mafsid to a different Baal Chayv. But he's not mafsid to any other Malveh, he just mafsid to the Loiveh. The Loiveh wants to waste away all the money. So then the Rif says he does have a right to grab, and the Rif claims that's a Takonim of the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, he has no right to grab there either. That's only a takana de rabbanon. That's a question. From the Gemara is mashma beferish like the Rif, that the only time he cannot grab it is the mokum shachav to a different baal chayv. But if it's chav to the loive, that's not called the chav. So that's a question whether this halacha, this the din is correct. Is that a takana de rabbanon in atera? He has no right to grab at all, or no? That's a din in atera. As long as not chav to anybody else, that's okay. So the Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Yud says hamagbia metzia lachaveiroi. One opinion, machlokes, we pass in konachaveira. We pass in if I pick up a davishal hefker in the street, and I have in mind I want to be kind on behalf of someone else, I have enough jewelry at home. I have enough diamonds and silver and precious stones and so on. I pick up the jewelry on behalf of Pliny, a davishal hefker, so we pass in hamagbeim, and tilachaveira is konachaveira. But the opinion in the Gemara of Nachman, it says, loy konachaveira, bases it on the, he makes a tushla, he said, just like Atoifis Lubal Chayiv, V'mokim Shechav Lacherim, Loikana, so to over here is also Loikana. What's the tushla? Mm-hmm. What's the connection between one case and the other? Just like Atoifis V'mokim Shechav Lacherim, Loikana, so to Hamagbiya,
he prevents somebody else.
Other people had an opportunity to grab it, and I'm being mafsid then. So what is the tushtel? So what does it mean? So what does it mean? So the pashup shat in Gemara. This fancy interpretation of the Nesivus is different. The Pashup Shat is like this. You only say Zochel Yadam Shalai Befanov if I'm doing a Toiva for someone, which is not an Avla to anybody. But if it's going to turn out to be a Hepsid for somebody, just because it's a Toiva for you, the Halacha doesn't allow me to act as a Zoche. Zochel Yadam Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus is if it's a Toiva, somebody, else. I'm not chapping anybody. I'm not being mafsid anybody. But if I'm going to be mafsid somebody, then Bokum Shachav Lachrinim, Loikona, because the halacha of Zochin was never formulated.
But it's Sikvesha.
Which case? Okay.
Even if there is nobody else there, somebody might come and he's going to find that. If I'm going there, or the coiner is somebody, it's always Chav Lacherim. Because there might be some other person who's going to be coiner for himself.
Mean by Dov Shal Hefker.
Right,
okay. Okay. So that's the reason that the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that we pask in Hamagbi Yomtzila Chaveir is Kona Chaveiro. That it is Kona. If I picked up the Dov Shal Hefker on behalf of someone else, the other person is Kona. But the reason why Rav Nachman says there loy kana chaveiro, that he's not kaina, is because it's considered chav lachrini. Chav lachrini. How can we paskin that it is good that the chaveiro is kaina?
I'm kaina it.
No, I have in mind not to be kaina. I have in mind not to be kaina. But since theoretically, that's how the Gemara says migudi boy zochi lenafshei zochi nami. Since if I would have wanted to, I could have picked it up for myself. And if I pick it up for myself,
then I can give it to anybody I want.
Then I can do whatever I want. So it's biyodi to pick it up and to keep it and to be mafsid everybody, including this person on whose behalf I want to do the teiva now. So you can't say that that's called dos heischav lachrini. I have in my power to be mafsid to everybody anyway. I can pick it up and keep it for myself. So that's not called the chisor of chav lachrini.
That's how we paskin. But Rav Nachman doesn't hold like that in Bob Metzia Daf Yud. Rav Nachman holds Hamagdia Metzia Lachavero is like on a Chavero. So let's see again, how does the Gemara say? The Mishnah said you have the Bor Shal Ole Bovel in the days of Ezra Nechemim when they built the second base on Migdash to make it easier to be Ole Regal to Yerushalayim. So they dug burrows along all the major highways. So the Shaila is the Mayim and the Bor Shal Ole Bovel, who does it belong to? So the Mishnah says whoever fills, whoever draws the water owns the water. But the Amoraim have a machlokes. What if I drew the water on behalf of someone else and then I gave it to him? So whose tchum does it have? Does it have his tchum or does it have my tchum? In the event that his tchum and my tchum are not identical, sometimes they won't be the same. So that's the machlokes for Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet. Rav Nachman says Kiragul Mishan is small or low. When I draw the water on his behalf, I'm not kind at all. Pliny is kind. The one on whose behalf I drew the water, he's kind of the water. So gets his tchum shab, his tchum yantah. Rav Sheshet disagrees, says wrong. Kiragli hamemale. It gets the tchum yantah of the one who drew the water, even though he had in mind, he does want to be kind of for himself. He's picking up the water, I'm here for the other one. So the Gemara says, what are they fighting about? So the Gemara says, first the Gemara says, Mar Savar, the Gemara is finally going to say the simple pshat, the Elo, the two lines before the Mishnah. Elo, scratch out everything that you said, all the 30 lines in between. The final conclusion is the last two lines before the Mishnah. Elo, Hacha bebagbir, Mitzilah chavera, Kana chavera, Kama fligi, Marsava kana, Marsava la kana. What's the machlokes? Do you say Hamagbir, Mitzilah chavera, Kana chavera? So the one on whose behalf I picked it up, he's kind of the water. So it's his tchum, his tchum. Or do you say no? Like Kana Chaver, there's no such thing. He's not Kaina. So if he's not Kaina because it's Chav Lachrini, it's Chav Lachrini, so he's not.
Oh, because there's no water.
There's so much water, there's enough water for everybody. That's what Taisus, that's what the Rashbam says. Right. We're going to see in a minute. So the simple reading in the Gemara is Magdim, Mitzilah Chaver, Kamif Ligi. Rav Nachman holds Kana Chavero, so the one on whose behalf I picked it up, he's Kaina. That has his tchum yantah. And Rav Sheshet says, no, it's the loy kona chaveiro. The other guy's not kaina. And I only had a mind to give it to him if he can be kaina. But if the din is he's not kaina, so I may as well be kaina myself. It's not that I absolutely don't want to be kaina. The din is you're not kaina bal korchacha. Let that person picks up a bucket of water from the well and he makes a declaration, I befarish do not want to be kaina. So he's not kaina bal korchai. The only time you acquire property bal korchai is Yerusha. If the rich uncle dies, someone dies and the Yerushim get the Yerusha, so they get Bal Kochma, they like it, they don't like it. I doesn't like it, so be mafker it, so burn it, do something with it. But the din is that Yerusha you get Bal Kochma. But anything other than Yerusha, you don't get a Kenya Bal Kochma. So but over here, Rav Sheshet says, the one who draws the water doesn't make a declaration. I absolutely refuse to acquire ownership. No, he wants to do a taiva to the other one. He wants to draw the water on behalf of the other guy. The guy's an old man, he can't bend over to draw the water. So I had in mind to be kind of for him. If the din says that he's not kind of for some reason or another, because Mokim Shachav Lachrini, whatever the Hezbir is there above Mitzi, he's not kind of. So then I may as well be kind of. So that's what Rav Sheshet says. Kiragle Hamamali. So I'm kind of, it's not Balkarchi. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. That's the final pshat that the Gemara says. Rashi is bothered with Akasha. The old Girsa was before Rashi changed it. Rashi already succeeded in changing the Girsa, and the Vilna Shas always has Rashi's Girsa. So the original Girsa was the last two lines before the Mishnah. Allah Mites on the base, Elo. The final concluding pshat, after they slug up everything that they said in between, so the final pshat, El Hochem and Magbim, Sila Chavera, Kona Chavera, Kona Mifligi. Masav and Kona Chavera, Masav and Kona Chavera. That was the old Girsa. Magbiya, Mitzilah Chaver, Kana Chaver, Marsava Kana Chaver, Marsava Loi Kana Chaver. So Rashi crossed out the Girsa. He crosses that every time it says Chaver. Because then it's going to come out as Tire and Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman says over here, Milei Benosan Lachaver. I drew the water on behalf of Pliny, on behalf of someone else, and I gave him the water. So Rav Nachman says, Keragli Mishan Ismael Olo. It's Kana Chavero. And he's kind of the water, and it has his tchum. It doesn't have my tchum. And Rav Sheshet is the one who says, Loi kana chaver, the other guy's not kaina. And memeila, I'm kaina. I didn't make a declaration. I beferish don't want. I had in mind the other guy. Yeah. The other guy doesn't work, so I'll be happy to be kaina.
What would be the halacha if I'm kaina for myself and I give it to him in Batman?
Karagmi, the first one. The first one.
That's why he wants to be kind of halacha.
Right.
So you can't carry it with him.
Right. So the simple way you read the Gemara, before Rashi intervened over here, simple way to read the Gemara is Rav Nachman holds Kona Chaveiro. So therefore, Kiragli Mishan is Malalo, it has his Tchum. Mm-hmm. Rav Sheshis holds, no, it's Chav Lachrini. Tavis Malchom Malchish Chav Lachrini, Loi Kona Chaveiro. So he can't be Koine, he's out of the picture. So if he's out of the picture, I may as well be Koine myself. And then it belongs to me for a 5 minutes until I give it over to the other one. When I give it over to him, so the Tchum Yantav doesn't change, just like whoever is the owner of Bein Hashmashes of Yantav. So that's Koveh, that's Dave, that's Koveh the Tchum. So here, nobody was the owner of Bein Hashmashes. Nichse Hefker, I'm not Koine Shvisa. Bein Hashmashes didn't belong to anybody. It's Baruch Shalom Le'Rigolim. So whoever was Koine first, at 10 o'clock in the morning, he gets his Tchum, and when 10:02, when he gives it to the other person, the Tchum doesn't switch. The Tchum remains the same. That was the old Girsa. So Rashi didn't like that Girsa. Rashi explains, Im Kain, he says, if the Girsa is like the old Girsa, Kasha de Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman. Why? That what are you saying over here? Rav Nachman holds Kimiragli Mishan Ismalulo. That Hamag Mia Mitzila Chaveiro, Kona Chaveiro. If I pick up the Dovah Shal Hefka on behalf of another person, the other person is Koine. Fact Rashi, but Rav Nachman is the one who says, Mbob Mitzia, Loi Kona Chaveiro. Rav Nachman says, Loi Kona Chaveiro. So it doesn't stim. So that's why Rashi says, no, you got to cross out the word Chaveiro. They both hold over here like Kana Chaveiro. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, they both hold like Kana Chaveiro. The other fellow is not Kaina. But the Shaila is the one who picked it up, is he Kaina? So Rav Nachman holds Hamagbiya Mitzila Chaveiro. Chaveiro for sure is not Kaina. And he says, I'm not Kaina either. I didn't want to be Kaina. He can't Kaina Balkorcha. I didn't want to be Kaina. I had a mind to be Kaina for the other fellow. So I wasn't Kaina. I wasn't Kaina. So it's still Hefka. So it still doesn't have a tchum until I give it to him. When he picks it, when I give him the bucket of water, he wants to be koine. He wants the water. So kiragli mishan is malalo. And Rav Sheshes says, no, true, like on a chaveiro, but that's not the equivalent. When I pick it up, I'm koine. That's not the equivalent of balkorcha, that you're not koine property balkorcha shalom. It's not balkorcha. I had a mind on his behalf. And asnit, if it doesn't work, that he's koine for some reason or another, so I'll be koine myself. Yeah. So Rav Nachman, so Rav Sheshes holds that I'm Kaina. And then when I give it to him, so the Tchum doesn't switch. Rav Nachman says, no, he's not Kaina because I'm Akbim of Sechve, Loi Kana Chve. I'm not Kaina because no Kinyi Bal Korchai. So it's still Nechse Hefker. So when does it acquire ownership? When I give it to the other fellows, when I give it to him, so then it's Kaina Shvisa by him. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. Tosis was not happy with Rashi, this long Tosis on Amidais. What do you mean? Rashi is just changing the girsa. Rashi throws out all the words kana chaveiro, loy kana chaveiro. Every time it says chaveiro, cross out the word chaveiro. The machlekes is not whether kana chaveiro. Chaveiro is that whether I'm kaina. Is it called kinyan bal korcha? So Taisa doesn't like it. So they say no. Rav Nachman and our Gemara holds if you draw water for chaveiro, kana chaveiro. Iber Rav Nachman over there says loy kana chaveiro. So that's what Taisa, the Rashbam and Taisa says. What you suggested before. There's enough water for everybody. 100 people can draw the water over here, no problem. There, the Gemara in Bab Mitzvah is talking that there are a couple of diamonds in the street that are Hefka. So, Kol HaKoidim Zocha. So, if I grab it for Pliny, I have too many diamonds at home. So, I'm not going to take it for myself. I grab it for Pliny, say, I'm Monea from everybody else. Yeah. If I wouldn't have picked it up, someone else would come. So, that's called Teifis B'Mokim Shechav Lachayim. That's a Chav Lachayim. But water. What is Chav Lachem? It's an unlimited source of water. That's how the Rashbam says Pshat and Tosfos.
But if it's a bayah with limited water, then it's a question.
Then it's not going to be solid. No, it won't be the same thing. So that is... Okay, and then Tosfos has another suggestion, Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam has a harifas. Rabbi Natam Sefer Yosha, that Tosfos quotes over here. Rabbi Natam has a harifas. That really, Hamagbiya Mitzia Lachaver, if I pick up a Mitzia for someone else, the din should really be that loy kana chaveiro. But why does the halacha say that? Yes, why is kana chaveiro? I bas chav lachrini. I chav lachrini. So the Gemara Bab Mitzia says the answer is the reason why it's kana chaveiro because migudi boy zochil anafshe. If I want to, I could grab it for myself. So since it's biyodi to be mafsit to everybody anyway, so that's not called chav lachrini. Whenever it's biyodi to be mafsit anyway. So the act of zachen that I'm doing is not labeled as chav lachrini. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that if I would have grabbed it for myself, so I would have to have my tchum yantif. So even though I didn't grab it for myself, I drew the water, had in mind I don't want to acquire ownership for myself, I want for him. But to have in mind for him, bechal shouldn't work, because it's a zechiyah b'machim shachav lachrini. So the only reason why it works is because migudi boy zachen l'nafshe. If I wanted to, I could have taken it for myself. But if I would have taken it for myself, would have had my tchum.
Should still be his tchum.
So it has to have my tchum with his tchum, the chumra, both tchumim. Uh-huh. That's how Rabbi Natam has a harusha. Okay, so that's the maskon in the Gemara. The Gemara has this again, just to review b'kitzer. I drew water from a well of hefker, not that the well belongs to the municipality. That's the middle din in the Mishnah. The well belongs to a private owner, kiragli ayochid. The well belongs to the municipality. Is Kiragli Anshe Hoso here? As the tchum of the city. And if the well is Shal Hefker, like Oli Bavel, all the water in the well is Hefker, the Mishnah says Kiragli Hamamali, whoever draws the water. So now Rav Nachman, Rav Shesh is Hamamachlek, is what if I drew the water having in mind to be kind of for a third party, for a different person? Is it also Kiragli Hamamali? Or do you say Kiragli Mishan is Mal or Lo? Or Kiragli Hamamali? Fine. So the Gemara, on the last two lines before the Mishnah, gives you the uptouch. What's the machlokes? The first till the Gemara gets to that pshat, that's the conclusion. That's the conclusion of the whole Gemara. Till the Gemara gets to that pshat, it took a whole long detour. So the Gemara starts saying now, but my komifligi, two lines, the second line from the bottom of Lamitas and Rav. And was bastate machlokes. So the final Gemara says two lines before the Mishnah, what the machlokes is. But first, the Gemara thought it's a different machlokes. So first, the Gemara thought it's a machlokes, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, what's the nature of the water and the bor shaloyle regolim, bor shaloyle bovel. These boris that they dug on the highway, so the oyle regolim have a right to draw water. Who is the owner of the water? Mar sava beira de hefkeruhu. Maybe one opinion holds that the boir is hefker. So whoever kolak. So, and we pass in la loha magbiya mitzila chaveiro kona chaveiro. How does Rashi say? Rashi says they both hold like kona chaveiro. We pass in kona chaveiro. But Rashi is suggesting here that both Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes hold hamagbiya mitzila chaveiro like kona chaveiro. So the mission is mal lo would not be kinda. The one who picks it up, he would be kind of, so it would be Kiragle Hamamali. Umar Sova, maybe this is the machlekes, who is the owner of the water? If the water is Hefker, Sahamakbim, Tilachaver, they both hold like on a Haver. So the one on whose behalf I picked it up is not kind of, I would be kind of. Umar Sova, and the other opinion holds that the water is not Hefker, it's rather a shutvis of all of Klal Yisrael. Just like if the water belongs to the municipality. So it's a shutvis of all the ragli anshe ho'ir, anything that belongs to the minister, let's say the shul, the local shul, the local mikveh, the streets, the city hall, anything that belongs to the city is considered own b'shutvis by all of the citizens of the city. So too, the bor, shalol regolim, is considered like a bor shal shutvim of all of Klal Yisrael. Well, how does that make a difference? If it's Hefker, so Rashi said,
so everybody has a source in it, so it just belongs to that person too. So he can make, you can be Zeicher for Yenim.
It's not really being Zeicher for Yenim. If it's a Bor Shal Hefker, then you're talking about Magbia, Dov Shal Hefker, about Chaver, so they both hold like on a Chaver. So then you say Kiragli Hamamale, the one who picks it up. But if you hold it's a Bor Shal Shutvis, and then you hold Yesh Breira, the Gemara adds on. If it's a Bor Shal Shutvis, the Shutvis of all of Klal Yisrael, and I drew the water on behalf of one Shutiv, so that was the Meduber in advance. If you have a Bor Shal Shutvim and you're drawing water,
it's mine.
So every member of Klal Yisrael has a right to take water whenever he needs. There's enough water for everybody. So whenever someone takes water, that's not Zochen the Adam Shlei B'Fanav. It's like Chalukas HaShutvim. And it's understood. If he needs water, so I'm drawing the water from him. So the water, this water that I draw today for him is his water. If you hold Yesh Breira, the Gemara says, if you hold Yesh Breira, Yesh Breira is a machlokes when you have Yesh Breira, you have different cases of Breira. Different cases of Breira. We were talking about Breira, about where do we have the case of Breira? By Seif Tum Alotzeis.
We spent. We also buy wine. If you didn't take.
Take wine.
Right.
It's
I buy table. I buy wine of table. I want to drink the wine on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to be marfish to Mizmai. I have no time. So I make a hafrosha ala tanai. So that's one kind of Breira. And then we have another kind of Breira. That's when I said beferish. A hafrosha ala tanai. Is that a valid tanai or not? Let's say a man is married to two wives and he can't afford two wives and they have the exact same name. Rachel Bas Eliyo. That both wives have the same name. And he tells the sefer, okay. Write the get for Rachel Bas Eliyo. I didn't make up my mind yet which one I'm going to divorce. And whichever one I'll divorce later, that'll be the one that you wrote to get for Shmuel. Live for my prayer. So that's the shayla. The Gemara says, but he said, Yesh Breira, it ain't Breira. The simple pshat in Gemara. And Gittin says, if you hold Yesh Breira is good, if you hold Ain Breira is no good. That's the case when we said Beferish Ala Tanai. I want ksov get leizah she'eretz agashenu. Write the get for one of my two wives, and I didn't decide yet which one. So that's one kind of brayer.
Why does it have to be the same name?
Because in the get you write the name.
Right.
Yes. That won't be any
trouble.
If you hold yesh brayer, the re is mechadish like that. The re is mechadish in Taisus and Gitna, not Gimel, Daf Chav Gimel. The maskana sagemara, even if you hold yesh brayer, it's still a chisaron of lishma. That's what the Re points out in the Gemara. But the Gemara starts off not so. The Trilos Asugya starts off that it depends on Yesh Breira and Breira. And the Re has a little taste, he says, but the Maskana, the Gemara backs out from it. So the Gemara talks about different kinds of Breira. So one Breira was when a person does a Maisa Ala Tanai. He does Hafrosha's Trumas a Maisa Ala Tanai. Or he makes an Erev Ala Tanai. He doesn't know whether the Chazan is going to come to the east or to the west. And he wants to be able to go hear the Chazan. So he puts a box of matzahs to the east and he puts a box of matzahs to the west of the city and says, if the Chacham comes this direction, the Chazan comes this direction, I want that Erev Eid Chumen. If the Chazan comes this direction, I want that Erev Eid Chumen. So he's doing some activity ala tanai, but it's ain't a mevura until a later day. That's one kind of berry, that's a machlag in Sataran. Then there's another kind of berry we had Seif Tumalotze. I have a dead body in the room, we don't know whether we're not going to leave him here, we're either going to take him out that way or that way or that way. So whichever direction we're going to take him out, that even though the doors are all closed, it's already mitameh. So now we don't know where we're going to take him out. And we clear, the Chevra Kadisha comes, and they give a psak after a whole pilpul of a half an hour. They decide we're going to take him out that way. So if you hold Yesh Breira, so we'll say, Huvra Adavar Lafer, there was no tumah. Not that way, the tumah was only that way. If you hold Yesh Breira, nobody made it tonight. What, the man died? And before he died, he said, I only want to be metame in the direction where the Chevra Kadisha is going to want me to go. We don't discuss it with him, but he wants to die or not. The Malach HaMavis takes life. He doesn't negotiate, and the tumah also doesn't depend whether he wants it or he doesn't want it. It
comes.
He's dead. It's a tumah. It comes automatically.
One is for the future. Actually, that's the difference between the two.
That what?
One is it to be a lemafeya.
Yeah.
That time it becomes known what you had in mind.
Yeah.
But Tanai is something for the future.
But also he wants it to be chal, he wants the truma to be chal on Erev Shabbos. He doesn't want the truma to be chal after he drinks it. Otherwise it's tevel. If he says the Shagasari has a Gemara in Meruba in the end of Bava Kama, it says if I say Shned Lugan Shani Yasad Lahafrish Hare Hain Truma Likisha Afrish. Then there's no machlekes.
Yeah.
Then he says everybody mask him. That's tonight. The only time it's a machlekes is a berry. Says Shnei Lugan Shani Yasa LaHafrish. Should already be truma today. So you want it to be chalav afreya. So that's the machlekes in Tanoim where they say yesh brera ain brera. So one case of brera was when you make it tonight. Another case of brera was he didn't make it tonight. Is it called oimed soif tumalotzis? Is it called oimed lotzis? Not oimed lotzis. Then there's a third case that the Gemara is talking about over here by chalukas ha-yorshim. Or Chalukas HaShutfin. If you hold that the bor shall ole gola, the bor shall ole gola on the highways, bor shall ole bovel, that they made for the ole regolim, to draw the water, if you hold that it's not a berer de hefkera, if you hold the water is not hefkera, but rather the bor shutfin, shutfin of whom? All of Yisrael, one's going to slug it up right away, it cannot be. But first thing, Martha, that's the shita, so then. What do you mean it belongs to all of Klal Yisrael? It belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, that any member of Klal Yisrael has a right to draw water whenever he wants it. That's like a halukas hashutfin. When it's my turn, I need a drink of water.
I
own the water. When it's your turn, you own the water. When it's his turn, whoever takes water, each one is taking his own water. So the Gemara calls this also Yesh Breira. The Gemara calls this a topic of Breira. That if you have a Dovish al Shutfis, which is I'm to make a haluka on it, so whoever takes his share, I say that that share belongs to him. That share belongs to him. So if I draw the water for you, it's not a din of Zochen Liyadam Shalai Befanov. No. It's like a Chalukah Sashutvim. It's a Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, so he's taking his share, and it's Keragli Mishan Ismail Alo. That was the Gemara's original suggestion. Am I coming? Fligi and Vazbashtet the Machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes by Hamamale Mayim Baad Chavera from the Boshalole Bovel. What's the Machlekes? Marsava Ber the Hefkeru, who it's a Barshal Hefker. The water doesn't belong to anybody. The water doesn't belong to anybody, so if I draw the water on his behalf, so everybody holds like on a chavera. Hamagvim to the chavera, like on a chavera. So if he's not kona, so who's kona? The mamali is kona. It's not balkorchi, I don't scream bloody murder, I don't want. I had him in mind, I didn't want to have myself, I had him in mind. If he's not kona, it's not myself in mind. Why should he remain hefka? I have myself. So then it's going to be karagla mamali. Umar Sovar, the one who holds Keragli Mishan is Malala, holds no, it's a Beri the Shutfoin. It's a Bar of Shutfis. So it's not an issue of Magbiya Matsila Chaveira being Kainam and a Hefka Zechem and a Hefka Bat Chaveira. It's a Chalukas HaShutfim, and you say Yesh Breira. So you don't have to. If you would hold Ein Breira, if you hold by Chalukas HaShutfim Ein Breira, so you have to make a Maisa Kinyan now. So it's a Baita Shaila from Magbiya Matsila Chaveira, Kana Chaveira, like Kana Chaveira. But if you hold Yesh Breira, so there's no need. Yeah, all you do is you make a chalukah. Make a chalukah. So when I draw the water for him, that's haste the chalukah. So the Gemara says, that's impossible. That's impossible. We have Mishnayos that say there's such a concept as a neder. I can take a neder not to eat potato chips, not to eat cookies, not to eat candies, and so on. That's one kind of neder. Then there's another kind of neder. I can say the clothing that I'm wearing or the gemara that belongs to me should be also bahano on you. I can ask for things on myself, and I can ask for my property on other people. I can't ask for his property on someone else. I'm a balabas on myself to make an issa. I shouldn't eat ice cream. I'm a balabas on myself. If I have a container of ice cream, I can ask for the ice cream on other people. It's the first round in the door. I can't ask for dovish al chaveri, that's out of the question. See, here the Mishnah in the Dorim says, if you have two people who don't get along, and they're muda hanor from each other, I take a netter, I'm not going to get hanor from you, and you take a netter, you don't want to get any hanor from me. So if I own something privately, so you're not allowed to get hanor. Let's say I have a bookcase with a library, you're not allowed to get hanor, you're not allowed to read the books. If you have property and I took a netter, I'm not allowed to get hanor. Let's say we both live in I live in one municipality, you live in another municipality. So all of the municipal property is owned by shutfis by all of the citizens of the city. So if I made a neder, you're not allowed to get an or from me, or I'm not allowed to get an or from you, whatever the case happens to be, I'm not allowed to use anything that belongs to the municipality because it's a shutfis. So sof kol sof, I'm getting an or from an object which is owned by shutfis. Part of it belongs to him, yeah. Tagshanish. But what if it's, that's what the Mishnah says, Matorim. The second line on Amud Beis. I took a neder not to get an or from you. You took a neder not to get an or from me. So it says, "Umatorim shaloli bavel." The things that belong to the boris, that belong to the oli bavel, that's not a shutfis of all of the people in the city. There is no city. It's on the highways. It's not a shutfis that it's owned by all of Klal Yisrael. It's hefker. So it says, "Umatorim shaloli bavel." Basur Mishalosa, who here? I'm not allowed to get an off from anything that belongs to the municipality where you live, or you're not allowed to get an off from anything that belongs to the municipality where I live, because whatever belongs to the municipality is a shutfis. So part of it, you're getting an off from all of it, part of it belongs to me. So the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah Nedarm. So the Mishnah Nedarm draws a contrast between property that belongs to the Oisaho here, where the person lives, as opposed to property that's Ole Bovel. Whatever is a Borshal Ole Bovel is Hefker.
Yeah.
He can't say that a Borshal Ole Bovel, the water is a Shutfis of all of Klal Yisrael. Then the din should be, when you make a neder, the Mur Ano should be not allowed to get Ano. So it's beferish like that. And then the Mishnah says, Ve'eloheinim, which are the Dvarim Shal Ole Bovel? Eloheinim, which are the things that belong to the Ole Bovel state that that are not owned by a shutvis at all. That says harabayis lishkos of the Beis Hamikdash Azores ubor shalem to haderech. The Elohim, which are the things that belong to the municipality, or Chov, a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMerchatz. So it says the street in the middle of the city, the shul, and the Beit House in the city, these are all owned b'shutzos by all the people who live in the city. But the Borsh Alem Tzahaderech, that's only Bavel, that's not considered a shutzos of Klal Yisrael. So that's the Gemara's argument. The E Amrit, and if you're going to tell me what you said on Amid Aleph, there the Shutvoyhu, that a Borsh Alem Bavel, his own b'shutzos by all of Klal Yisrael is on my mutter. How come if you took a net and not to get enough from me, you're allowed to drink water from the bar? But tonight the mission says in the Dharma, shut from Shadon Razam is Emzeh, Asim Lakanis Lachatzer. Period. You're not allowed to go into the Chatzer. So here, the bar Shalolid Bavel, if it's a bar Shal Shutvis, it's a Shutvis of all of Klal Yisrael. So how can you get Anoa? You're getting Anoa from the Muda Hanoa.
If you say yes, Brera, though, if you say yes, then it's my sale if I'm getting Anoa.
Oh, unless you say yesh brera. So the Gemara says, but Rav Nachman, we know, holds ain't brera. That's what the Gemara is going to quote. But we know Rav Nachman holds ain't brera. Later.
There would be also,
it
would be
Besakneses. A Besakneses is considered on Beshutvus by all of.
Yeah.
And if I go to Besakneses to Daven, so it's not for Anoa.
Yeah, but let's say to sit down on the bench, that part is already Anoa. Just to go to the Dvar Mitzvah. That's lovely, honest mitzvah. But to have hanoas aguf, to sit down and to relax, even though he's doing a mitzvah also, but if you have physical hanoah, then you don't apply mitzvah's lovely, honest mitzvah. That's the Ran in the Dorim, and Dr. Zvav has a famous comment. He says, let's say, yit shal shudas on Shabbos. You're going to say, mitzvah's lovely, honest mitzvah. He's eating, he took a net and not to get hanoah from any challah, and he eats the challah on Shabbos l'shem mitzvah shal shudas. He says, he's not getting hanoah. No, does go for the mitzvah. Have Einik Shabbos to enjoy eating the food on Shabbos. So the Ran says he can't apply mitzvah slavly on his mitzvah. So that was the Gemara's kasha. How can you say that? How can anybody say that the Bor Shalole Bovel is on the shutfis by all of Klal Yisrael? And that's why Keragle Mishan is Malulo. And that's why Rak. That's why Kiragli Mishan is Malala, because it's a Chalukas HaShutvim. If it would be Hefker, and I'm drawing water for him, no, that would be. There's no Zach Liyadim Shleib in front of Hamid. This is Hamagvim, Tzila Chavera, Loikana Chavera. It should be Loikana Chavera. So if you hold that the water is Hefker and Loikana Chavera is Kiragli Hamamale, whoever draws it first is Koine. But if you hold that it's a Borshal Shutvim, then you say Kiragli Mishan is Malala. So the Gemara says, how can you say that it's a Borshal Shutvim? It says in the Mishnah in the Dorim that a Dovashal Hefka, that the Borshal Emta Derech is a Dovashal Hefka, it's not. Mm-hmm. And for the Gemara, Lirchet Babor Achinami. If it would be, and for the Gemara, the Bach points out this, there's a repetition of words here. The previous sentence said, ends Ashut Mishanora Hanoah Zemizah Asum Lekanis Lachatze, period. Not allowed to go into the Chatze because you're getting Hanoah from one of the two Shuts from me. He took a net and not to get Hanoah. So the Gemara answers to that, it depends what purpose is he, what is he trying to do. Lirchatz Bebor, if you want to bathe in the water and it's owned B'shut was by all of Klal Yisrael Hachanami, that it would be Yasser. Hachamaskinon, the Vav of Vilhachush doesn't belong either. She'd say, Hachamaskinon, what are we talking about? Lemalois. We're talking about drawing water, that I should take the water only for him. So the Gemara says, Marmi de day, come a male. That's what the Gemara says. If you hold Liyolim, you can say it's a Borshel Shutvim. The Borshel Oli Regel is a Borshel Shutvim. And if you hold Yesh Breire, then when I draw the water for him, so he's kind of the water. If it's a Borshel Hefker, and I have to be kind on his behalf, so that they both told no. Hamagbiel to the Haver, like on a Haver. But if it's not a Bershal Hefka, it's a Bershal Shutvim, so then you can explain. Yeah. Rav Nachman says, Keragli Mishan is Malala. Why? Because it's based on Yesh Breire, and I'm part of the water belongs to him. That part of the water that belongs to him is Yesh Breire. So to this, the Gemara says, no, that's Loi Nitan Layomi. So Rav Nachman, Yesh Breire, is that correct? Hello, the Gemara finally comes the last two lines before the Mishnah. No, that's not the Shaila. The Machlokes is Din Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes is what's the Din of Magdim Tzila Chaver? Like we started off before. But we'll have to discuss this Gemara that we left out, this Hogmah that we left out, the way the Gemara is going to bring in a proof. What does Rav Nachman hold regarding Breira? Whether Yesh Breira or Ein Breira? We had already different kinds of Breira. We had the Tanai case of Breira, and we had the case of Seif Tumah Lotzeis. That was on Lam Zainam and Beis. This is going to be a different kind of Breira, a Breira Chalukas HaShutfin. Totally different kind of Breira. But in order to understand what the case is, what the issue is, so you got to go through the whole Mishnah here. Here's a major, famous Machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, what the Girs is, and what the Din is, and what in the world is going on here. A famous, famous Machlekes. Okay, so believe that, and next week we'll have our work is cut out for us. And today's Sedra is a famous pasuk that when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to meet Paro, so the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, where will he find Paro? Inehu yotze hamoimo. What is he going out hamoimo for? So the Medrash says he cracked himself up to be God. The Medrash says that there were four people in Tanakh who thought that they were God. One is Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, one is Nebuchadnezzar, and one is Chira, Melech Tzarpus, a fourth one, I forgot already. He cracked himself up to be God. But if he's God, so how can it be? But he has to go to the bathroom. So he used to hide.
Yeah.
So who was he trying to fool? The other people. He didn't really think that he was God. No, but the Medrash says he thought he was God. He was in denial. He fooled himself into believing he was God. And then he was hiding when he went to the Beis HaKisa, because how can it be he knows that God doesn't go to the Beis HaKisa? He was hiding. It's fascinating, there's such a pasuk in Bereishis that when the Nochash is trying to convince Chava to eat from the Eitz HaDaas, so it says it's the Eitz HaDaas Teivara. If you eat from the Eitz HaDaas, V'yisin Kelehim Yodei Teivara. What does it mean, V'yisin Kelehim? So that Mesilas Hashem quotes the famous Medrash. He made it famous. Mesilas Hashem made it famous. Medrash says, if you eat from the Eitz HaDaas, you'll become like God. And why do you think the Ribbono Shel Olam told you not to eat from the Eitz HaDaas? Because he's jealous. He ate. How did he become the Baal HaBaas? He ate from the Eitz HaDaas. And everybody doesn't, no one likes competition. Kolum and son and Barum Nose. Every dentist is jealous of the other dentist. Every merchant is jealous of the other merchants. Every rabbi is jealous of the other rabbis. Everybody in the field is jealous of all the other people. He wants to be the top man, the Groyser Knacker. So that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam tells you that you shouldn't eat from the Eitz HaDaas. He doesn't want to have any competition. That's what he really thought. An Ordo Marishan Chava fell for it. She thought she's going to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. She's going to become like God, Yisim Kelehim. And Adam also fell for it. That people have such a gaiva, people have such an arrogance that they can zachayin that they're God. They know that they're not God. They'll farem for everything, like over here. He knew that he was not God. He knew he had to go to Beit HaKisa. No, he'll farem for. He's hiding. So he's not hiding. So it's all a fake. He's hiding from himself. It's a takaingeret that he was God. He really thought.
Not chalainu.
People, we all do that. Everybody does that. We all act like as if we're all God. Yeah.